Jones with the Eugene Peace Choir and just many, many friends and musical peoples. I am not a stranger. Lee Jones, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe.
Oh, thanks, Frank. It's great to be here.
You're calling your current tour Back in the Bosom of My Hometown, which kind of raises the question, where have you been?
Well, I in 91, I followed my wife-to-be up to the Kitsap Peninsula, and we lived close to Bremerton, Washington for about a year and a half, and then we went over to Baltimore and lived in Baltimore for a couple of years, and then north of Baltimore for another 14. So I've been gone 19 years and just came back in August.
Were you performing as a musician during the time you were gone?
Well, you know, it's a funny story, Frank. I went up in Washington State. There, the scene was, you know, relatively similar to here. I was doing some showcase stuff and the little festival things and running my own songwriter showcase and playing here and there. And I got involved in writing this Vietnam documentary project, which is called Selector Switch on Rock and Roll. It's something I'm really proud of that we did. And then got over to Baltimore, and the scene is so radically different, you know, at that point anyway. I couldn't find a place to fit in. You know, I played my two or three Unity churches within 50 miles, and the one folk venue that was, like, you know, bringing in, you know, Gorka and those guys, and I can't remember who I opened for, but, you know, and that was pretty much it. So I pushed it really hard for about 2 years, and then I just stopped. I stopped playing completely. I was kind of burnt out on it. And George Bush, and believe it or not, I was coming home from Oregon one time, going back to Maryland from Oregon one time, and on the plane there was they were showing School of Rock, and Jack Black and George Bush reignited my music career. I got all inspired and got back into doing the Swing State Roadshow, the political band. So I got back into it after that and sort of started finding a tribe to play with and some places to play. So I've been more active over the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in the day, I guess I'd have to say, when I knew you here in Oregon, sometimes you were Lee Jones, the sensitive singer-songwriter. Sometimes you were Elrod Jones, the psycho cowboy singer-songwriter. That's the Swing States Roadshow, you know, in between times, the political activist and humorist, I guess I'd have to say, because you had to laugh or cry during those years. Now you're calling yourself Barefoot Leroy, and what do we expect from Barefoot Leroy?
You know, that's going to be the catch-all phrase. I think I'm going to use that for both my sensitive singer-songwriter self and my pub bar brawler guy. You know, I do a lot more kind of country rock. You know, I've learned a bunch of John Hyatt and Ry Cooder stuff. And you know, that's what they called me back in the day here when I was in Slow Buck. That was my name. I didn't make that thing up, you know. So I've grown to embrace it, if not like it. So it's easier to remember than Lee Jones. You
know. Well, let's have a song from one of these people, whoever is at the microphone at the moment.
I just learned this one. I hope I can do it justice. It's a Mark Knopfler tune. Great anti-war song. We paid in houses Moscow burned, Cossacks tear us piece by piece, our dead are strewn 100 leagues, though death would be a sweet release. And our grand army is dressed in rags, a frozen starving beggar band. Like rats, we steal each other's scraps. Oh, and fault fighting hand to hand. I saved my soul from evil, Lord. Heal this soldier's heart. I trust in thee to keep me, Lord. I'm done with Bonaparte. What dreams they make for us to dream. Spanish skies, Egyptian sands. Her world was ours, we marched upon our little corporal's command. And I lost an eye at Austerlitz. The saber slash, it gives me pain. My one true love awaits me still. Ah, the flower of the Aquitaine. Ah, save my soul from evil, Lord. Heal this soldier's heart. Trust in thee to keep me, Lord. I'm done with Bonaparte. I pray for her who prays for me. All safe return to my Belfrance. We prayed this war would end all wars. In a war we know there's no romance. And I pray our child will never see a little corporal again. Point toward a foreign shore, and captivate the hearts of men. Now save my soul from evil, Lord, heal this soldier's heart. Trust in thee to keep me, Lord, I'm done with Bonaparte.
Well, dang. Contemporary anti-war song about the Napoleonic Wars.
I know.
Boy, that's what I call songwriting.
Yeah, he wrote that before the Bush, our own little corporal toward a foreign shore. So it wasn't even a statement so much as a general observation.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe is Lee Jones, Barefoot Leroy, and he's doing a whole slew of performances. It's going to be tonight at Mulligan's and coming up Thursday at Max at the Vets Club with your old band, as it were.
Yeah, that's not even a guitar scene at all. That's the Tones doing doo-wop with Johnny Etheridge for his 40th anniversary of Son of Saturday Gold. So we're really excited to get the Tones together and sing up there. I'm really very excited about going down to Creswell and playing at Creswell Coffee next Friday night. That's going to be a nice listening scene, which is hard to come by.
I've been seeing a lot of touring musicians coming through there. It's a good hall?
Well, I don't know. I think it is.
You'll have to report back.
You know, it's a coffee shop, but they do a little cover charge. It's a small cover charge, and people come in and listen, you know, as opposed to, you know, work on their laptops, I guess. been there.
Speaking of working on your laptop, are you still writing?
You know, right now, now that I've moved back here with my 15-year-old son, who's a freshman at South Eugene and just trying to keep his nose above water, you know, those songs you were singing about, playing about fatherhood back there were really resonating with me, because my priorities have shifted so radically. I'm like a dad first and a teacher second. I teach out at in the Bethel School District. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness, just got that job. It's a great little Cascade Middle School. Hi, guys. And, and I'm third. I'm going to be a student again. I'm going to take some more classes over at the U of O to get myself back up to date in special ed. And then fourth, I'm a musician, you know. So, I hope to write some songs maybe this summer. I have to lock myself in a room away from everything and not have anything that I need to do to really be able to get into writing. I'm not one of those guys. You know, mm-hmm. I've never written more than 3 or 4 songs a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And if I did, they weren't any good.
Well, in the meantime, there are lots of other good songs by other people. And
That's the thing I think, you know, it's like you learn so much by learning other people's stuff. And, you know, I write some fairly good songs, but, you know, there's a lot of really great songs out there, you know, I just soon play them, you know. Yeah, it's all good.
Well, we got time for one more.
Oh, goody.
Are you going to do one of yours or one of someone else's?
I'm going to do the most recent song that I wrote. Came out of some spirit work I was involved in. Well, I've been involved in it for a long time, but in fact, that's kind of what brought me back here. I visited the Unity Church up there on the July 4 weekend this last summer and felt like I'd just come home. So this song is, I'd like to send that out to the good folks up at the Unity on 40th and Hilliard, 30-something and Hilliard. It's called If It Ain't About Love. Well, if it ain't about love, whoa. If it ain't about love, whoa. If it ain't about love, whoa. All night and day I chant and pray. My chakras are in awe. A poster child of new age style. I'm off to see the Dalai Lama. All face to face with his grace. Oh, such a sight to see. Dreads in my eyes, my hemp tie dies, and my K-Dos MP3s. But Dolly say, whoa, no, whoa, no, you're right back to square one. All this chanting and praying and burning you've been doing, your ego has undone. Son, and if it ain't about love, my bedazzled friend from the cycle, you won't be free. Hey, if it ain't about love in the end, Jack, it don't mean much to me. Oh, kill, trade, drag, I grabbed my bag, I went tilting back toward the west. Yeah, to see if I could not catch the eye of the heiress I love's best. Oh, yes, I got waxed and tucked, I got lipo sucked, I got coiffed and manicured. Of her warm and soft embrace, I felt myself to be assured. But Paris, she say, whoa, no, whoa, no, though you're looking fine. Your heart ain't true blue like your lenses, Leroy. You be no man of mine. If it ain't about love, my fine feathered friend, it's sheer vacuity. She said, she says, it ain't about love in the end, Jack. It don't mean much to me. Oh, oh, shot down once, I've been shot down twice. You know I won't go 0-3. 'Cause now I spy this sorry guy, he's looking way worse off than me. Little guy out on the street, he's just sitting there with his trash. But he smiles and shakes his head when he sees me reaching for my cash. Little bum say, whoa, whoa, no, oh, don't you waste your time. 'Cause if it's redemption you're looking for, brother, it's gonna cost more than a dime. Dog, and if it ain't about love, my penurious friend, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yeah, if it ain't about love in the end, my brother, it don't mean much to me. Oh, if it ain't about love, whoa. If it ain't about love, whoa. Said if it ain't about love, whoa. No, it don't mean much. I said it don't mean much. Oh, no, it don't mean much to me.